On the show today, we have Coast Hill Credit Union's very own Scott Coe talking about the credit union's new Freedom Plus checking and how they've achieved such modern marketing success with it. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we are talking with Mr. Scott Coe from Coast Hills Credit Union. Scott, how are you, sir?
I am doing great. It's a beautiful day in Southern California.
Not too shabby indeed. It is a classic day here in Southern California. Not a cloud in the sky and lots of sun, so we're happy about that. And we're also happy to be talking to you about a really cool thing that you guys are doing, your Freedom Plus checking program, and it's achieving some modern marketing success with kind of an old idea, kind of everything old is new again, and we're kind of revisiting the success. So give us a quick summary on what's going on here.
Yeah, a little bit of Back to the Future. I think we can kind of define it that way. We actually have been offering a really strong checking account product for a long time. It's a super checking, and it comes with ID Protect. It comes with foreign ATM refunds. It also pays a dividend up to $25,000 in balance. And it was a great product, but it did have a fee attached to it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our members felt that they wanted an alternative that was free but still had the same type of bang to it. And so we honestly sat down and said, you know what? The most important thing credit unions can do is listen to their members. And we said, what would a checking account look like if our members designed it?
Ooh.
We kept a lot of what Super Checking has, including the dividend, and we made it free.
Okay.
And so it is Freedom Plus checking. It's a great thing, and it's been off to about a 3-month start now, and we're doing really, really well, and it's given us an opportunity to really kind of create a product that everybody can use. The fact that it's free appeals to young people and folks who are, you know, modest means. And the fact that it pays a dividend appeals to folks who want to carry a large balance in their checking account, a very liquid product, and still get the benefit. So it's a product that I think really speaks to a wide variety of target markets.
Yeah, I love the angle here because it's, you know, it's obviously an old idea, but it's achieving some fantastic success. Obviously, you know, you just stated the reasons why, but it's pretty cool. So I mean, what's going on with that aspect of it, the modern marketing success part of it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because everybody has a checking account, but people use it in a lot of different ways now. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a conversation with my 30-year-old millennial marketing team member, and I asked her, do you have any checks? And she said, I don't think I have any checks. And I said, well, do you have any money? And she says, I think I have a few coins at the bottom of my purse. And I said, okay, so you just use your debit card all the time? She says, well, yeah, I use my debit card a lot, and if I need to use my credit card, I'll use my credit card. I said, well, what if you're out? I know she's a runner. What if you're out running and you don't have your debit card? What are you going to do? She said, well, I'll have my phone with me. I'll just use Apple Pay.
Oh.
So you can see that they have their certain qualities or certain uses for a checking account. My father, on the other hand, a generation ahead of me, he's never used a debit card in his life.
Wow.
I don't think he's ever visited an ATM. And he probably, at any given time, has $250 of cash in his pocket.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, those are the good old days.
Yeah. And so my generation is kind of in the middle. Some have adapted to debit card usage. Some use it more traditionally. My wife still balances her checking account every month with her check register.
Wow.
And so the point in this thing is that if you can design a product that attacks or satisfies all of those markets, then you really have something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the way we've marketed this product is in two different ways, to the young people and to the people of modest means who want a free checking account.
Yeah.
And the other way is on folks who want to carry a big balance with the interest. And so what we really have tried to do is focus on kind of the behavioral side of the messaging.
Mm-hmm.
We actually worked with a colleague of mine that I met at the Filing Research Institute. Her name is Melina Palmer. And she's
on
the
behavioral. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So she helped us a lot in the messaging. And the message that we came up with was, did your checking account pay you $315 last year? And that's basically the interest on 1.27% on $25,000.
Right.
But that's a real question that people can either say yes or no to. Mm-hmm. So it really cuts to the chase.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really the attention grabber, that we said that was the key message, is that did your checking account pay you $315 last year? And it really kind of started the conversation. So we took that and created a campaign behind that. But we also added a couple of other pieces to it. One of the pieces was that we had kind of this petals off a daisy that says, does your checking account love you or does your checking account love you not? And we have in-branch support for that. And then we actually looked at our Facebook campaign to what we call our splurge ads. If you had $315, what would you buy? What would your splurge purchase? So we have things like sunglasses, we have trips to the spa, a wine club, maybe taking your grandkids to the zoo. Yeah. So those images are kind of what have driven our Facebook stuff. So you can see that we're still kind of going towards that. This checking account will pay you money if you'd like it to, and it's totally free.
Mm-hmm.
We've utilized a lot of the different pieces of our strategy to kind of drive that message.
How have you, or I mean, I don't know if you can tell or not, but have you gained any traction with the younger crowd with a checking account? Because, I mean, you mentioned to your millennial staffer there who said that she's never written a check, you know, ever, probably ever. And so have you guys made any headway in there, or do you want to, or is that
Absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely. In fact, the interesting thing about this account is that the average opening balance in some of our branches, it's as low as $250.
Mm-hmm.
And in some of our other branches, maybe around more wealthy neighborhoods, it's $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that some people open up this account because they like the interest and they're going to bring over $25,000 and keep it in their account.
Yeah.
But a lot of other people want the totally free checking. And that's really where we're seeing some significant growth as far as the number of accounts. We're opening now, after just a couple of months, about an increase of almost 60% of accounts more month over month.
Wow.
So you can see it's a terrific product.
Yeah.
No, marketers love to tell a story that's exciting, and this product is really like that.
So
it's a great story to tell.
Oh, no doubt. And so what does this success tell you? I mean, obviously you're listening to your members, and they know, you know, always what's the, you know, the mantra, always listen to your customer type of thing. So your members are obviously, but what does the success of this tell you right now?
Very simply, people don't like fees.
Well put.
But more importantly, you know, free checking is something that you hear about a lot, but this free checking has pays you back.
Yeah, it has benefits.
It does. And it's a product that can be accessible. It can be easily qualified for the dividends if you use your debit card, if you get an e-statement,
mm-hmm.
if you have one direct deposit. But if you don't have that and you just use it, it's free and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So it really hits on everybody's desire as far as what they want out of their checking account.
Right.
Our super checking has been a fantastic product for us. But now people have the option. If they want the ID Protect, if they want the foreign ATM refunds each month, then they can opt for that. In fact, we allowed all of our super checking people to move over to Freedom Plus Checking if they wanted. And
wow.
We were predicting that there would be a lot of people who say, I want out of this fee, I want to go over here. But interestingly enough, as consumers can, you learn from them sometimes, now that they have a choice, we have seen some migration, but far less than what we thought.
Really? Wow.
So that's really encouraging. People go, oh, well, as long as you're not forcing me, yeah, I do like this ID Protect. Yes, I do use my ATM card at other ATMs, and I do appreciate the refunds there, so I'm going to stick where I am. So the majority of our growth is coming in Freedom Plus Checking. But the super checkers, now that they know they have an option, mm-hmm. are happy.
Yeah, options are always good, always good. And I'm thinking, as you're talking, it's like, this sounds like kind of a, you're getting the best of, like, even a savings account and a checking account. You're getting the best of the both worlds, because obviously when you put in a savings account, you're acquiring the interest and all that type of stuff. So it sounds like you're getting the best of both worlds in this instance.
Yes, exactly. And the fact that it's free makes it appeal to everybody.
Even better.
The fact that you can earn this interest is huge. You know, $315 a month, excuse me, $315 a year, that's a significant amount. If you look at it and say, well, that's only a few dollars each month, that is, you know, again, the whole behavioral side of it, say, hey, does your checking account do that for you? Well, no, it doesn't. We'll check here. And we're seeing fantastic results on our Google search, our Google the Google campaign as far as our ads is concerned, seeing a terrific amount of click-through rates, as high as 27% of the searches that we're getting.
That's
so
huge.
You know, it really is a huge number. So people want are I think we're building awareness through the other types of advertising that we're doing. We happen to live in a market where we can afford a lot of things like television, outdoor, transit. Even we do some Pandora support for this. And so that really is building the awareness. And I think it's driving people to the Google search. And then when you can get a 27% click-through rate, now you really know people are very interested in the product. And
yeah.
I think that's really what we've found with respect to the digital stuff that we're doing.
Yeah. And it also sounds like, based on your messaging delivery, your messaging and the delivery, it sounds like you guys are spot on with that as well. So that's very effective.
Yeah, that is such the beauty of digital, is that you can target it so specifically. Mm-hmm. I'm learning every day about digital advertising. I am by far not an expert, but I'm a huge student of it because it's so trackable. Mm-hmm. It's so, you know, it really makes us have data-driven decisions, yeah, as far as directions we go. Yep. Down to the image of which ad. Did, yeah, the sunglasses ad perform better than the zoo ad?
Exactly.
You know, did the golf with your son ad do better than the spa ad? We know exactly which of the ads are best, mm-hmm, and take that forward in adjusting each month. I want to give a shout out to the folks at Epicosity. Sure. They're an agency that specializes in this stuff.
Okay.
They've been a huge partner for us, and they've just done a terrific job in allowing us to really develop as what I think are very strong digital marketers.
Yeah, sounds like it's a lot of fun too, you know, because you get to see this stuff and you get to see the results right away.
Yeah, you know, this whole checking account, I hate to sound, you know, too traditional, but this is what credit unions should do. They should provide value, and they should provide options,
yeah,
and they should provide entry points for a whole bunch of different types of, yeah, consumers.
I agree. And having said that, last question here, what advice do you have for other credit unions who might be interested in doing something like this?
Never underestimate the word free. And when you back it up with a product that delivers extended value, then you can really start to develop the trust and the relationships that really are going to allow you to grow, both in membership and also in membership relations.
Excellent. Great message to end on. Scott Coe, I knew you'd hit it out of the park with this interview, and you guys are hitting it out of the park with your Freedom Plus checking. So keep up the good work, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you, Mike.
And likewise, sir. Likewise.